morning. We have some good news. I've had a lovely meeting with Steve Darling, who is leader of the Torbay Council. He has been looking at the situation of Firsbrake House. It's a house that was given originally to help us do community work. And then the council took it away. And since then, it has been decided that the money that the council get should come after costs to the Willows area for community work. And that at the moment will be £5,000 a year. And so we've had a meeting, an organisation called Youth Genesis. The founder is a member in Dartmouth, and I know him well. I didn't realise he's doing work outside of Dartmouth, but he has youth work in Heale and in Shippay. And in one case, Shippay, it's volunteers. In Heale, it's paid youth workers. Anyway, he has offered to come and advise us and give us what help he may be able to give if we want to get a youth work going in the Willows. I met not only with the leader, but with two of his fellow councillors, and we are going to get a gathering of people, when the lockdown is over, of people living in the Willows who will come to a meeting and see what we can do to provide for the future. So I have decided that in the meantime, I'm going to get on to the lottery and tell them that this council is willing to give us a piece of ground. Can they help us finance a new building? We'll wait on that one. But it's all good news, so be cheerful, please. God bless you. We're going to start this morning with a lovely song, How Deep the Father's Love for Us.
In anything, no gifts in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom. Why should I gain? Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom. Your wounds have paid my ransom.
Let us come to our wonderful Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, we want to thank you for the way that you are answering our prayers for work in the willows. We know we cannot expect everything to happen at once, but we do know this. The whole matter is in your hands, and we praise you for that. And Lord, as you know, I've been in touch with John and Sandra, who live in the Willows and know about our work. And they're going to help us get a gathering together so that we can find volunteers to do work in the future. So Lord, we want to thank you for the way that you are working. We want to thank you for the support of the council. The council who already have raised some funds for us and have dealt with the situation of Firsbreak House. We also want to thank you, Lord, that they're willing to give us a piece of ground for a building. We know that that will be some time off, but Lord, we thank you that despite the lockdown, you are working for our good. And we praise you. Amen.
This morning's reading is from the book of Jonah, chapter 1, from verse 10 into chapter 2, verse 10. This terrified them, and they asked, "What have you done?" They knew he was running away from the Lord because he had already told them so. The sea was getting rougher and rougher. So they asked him, "What shall we do to you to make the sea calm down for us?" "Pick me up and throw me into the sea," he replied, "and it will become calm. I know that it is my fault that this great storm has come upon you." Instead, the men did their best to row back to land, but they could not, for the sea grew even wilder than before. Then they cried to the Lord, "O Lord, please do not let us die for taking this man's life. Do not hold us accountable for killing an innocent man, for you, O Lord, have done as you pleased." Then they took Jonah and threw him overboard, and the raging sea grew calm. At this, the men greatly feared the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows to him. But the Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was inside the fish 3 days and three nights. From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. He said, "In my distress I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From the depths of the grave I called for help, and you listened to my cry. You hurled me into the deep, into the very heart of the seas, and the currents swirled about me. All your waves and breakers swept over me. I said, I have been banished from your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple. The engulfing waters threatened me. The deep surrounded me. Seaweed was wrapped around my head. To the roots of the mountains I sank down. The earth beneath barred me in forever. But you brought my life up from the pit, O Lord my God. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs. But I, with a song of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. Salvation comes from the Lord. And the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. Amen.
To be in your presence, to sit at your feet, where your love surrounds me and makes me complete. This is my desire, O Lord, this is my desire. This is my desire, O Lord, this is my desire.
Lord, we come to you in prayer. We've already thanked you because we know that you always answer our prayers. Now, Lord, we want to pray for the world in which we live, your world. We want to pray for all those who are in any way in authority. Lord, they desperately at this time need your wisdom. Even if they don't realize it, Lord, they need your guidance. And so, Lord, we pray that you would work through those who are in authority, that they may work for a better world. We thank you for our own country. We thank you for the United Kingdom. And Lord, we pray for our own government. We pray, Lord, that you would give to them your wisdom and your guidance also. But Lord, we want to pray once again for those that are helping in this situation of the COVID virus. We thank you, Lord, for the NHS, for the doctors, for the nurses, for the clinics, for the volunteers, for all those that are working to help us. We thank you for all the places that have been set up so that people can have the vaccine. I thank you, Lord, that I've had my vaccine, and I thank you for all of us that have had. And Lord, I pray that you would keep us strong, that you would keep us faithful. Help us, Lord, not to give up. Help us to be determined to go forward with joy in our hearts, because we are part of your family, part of your army, and we will not give up. So, Lord, be with us. Lord, as we bow before you now, we ask that you would be with our families, with our friends, be with our loved ones, be with all those that mean so much to us. Be with those that are in trouble. Be with those that are lonely. Be with those that are not well. Be with those that are bored stiff because they can't go out. Lord, we pray for each other, for our families, for our friends. We may not name each other, Lord, but the great thing is you know us. You love us. And even now, as I'm speaking to you, Lord, you have in your arms each one of us. And we want to thank you for that. And we want you to know that we are happy that you are there for us, that you are our God, that you are our comforter. And we pray, Lord, that we might realize more and more that we can put our complete trust in you and know that peace that is beyond all understanding. So, Lord, hear our prayer, which we ask in the wonderful name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Now we're going to sing an old hymn that I'm sure you love. I love it too. Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. Today's message is Jonah learnt a lesson. You know, there must be many times when we need to learn a lesson from our God, a lesson that helps us to be better disciples. So, I have just 4 short points for you. First of all, Jonah prayed for God's help. Now, this prayer was born out of affliction and not affection. Jonah had been dropped into the sea and he was fearing he would perish. So he cried out for help. God heard his call because God is faithful, even when we let him down, just as Jonah had already. 2, Jonah accepted God's discipline. You know, it was not the sailors who cast Jonah into the sea. It was God. God disciplined Jonah because he deserved it. But the fact that God disciplined him is proof that Jonah was truly a son of God. 3, Jonah trusted God's promises. Jonah was going in only one direction, and that was down. This had been so since he'd rebelled against God's plan for his life. You know, it's true, isn't it? Turn your face against God and down we go. So then, what saved Jonah? Finally, he turned in faith. He turned to his God and he asked God to deliver him. And he recalled God's promise and he claimed those promises. 4, Jonah yielded to God's will. Jonah admits that there were things in his life that had robbed him of God's blessing. Jonah closes his prayer with some very solemn vows that he did really now intend to keep. Jonah called not to just to save himself, but he was anxious that he could not do that. He could not save himself. And he realized finally that nobody on earth could save him. Only the Lord could do it, because salvation comes from the Lord alone. So, my friends, if we ignore God, he will discipline us, but he does it in love because he loves us. Jonah found himself in the mouth of a whale. Who was it that caused the whale to spit out Jonah into safety? You know, even when we let God down, if we cry to him, Jonah cried because he originally was worried for himself. But the Lord still heard that cry. And so he put through Jonah a little bit of a trial. Jonah got through that trial and came through in faith. And so he was rewarded. The wonderful thing is that here is a prophet of God who was called to do something and refused. But when he realized the errors of his way and told his God, then God, because he is God, delivered him and he used him then from then on. So praise God that we have a loving, a forgiving, and an understanding God. Amen. Now we're going to sing our love song, What Kind of Love Is This? It's a wonderful love that we have from our God, as Jonah knows. Lord, you know we love you. We may make mistakes, but Lord, we want you. We know you. We love you. We want to serve you. We want to please you. And so, Lord, will you be with us? And may we know your blessing, the blessing of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, both now and forevermore. Amen.